Okay, we're recording.
Thanks for joining us, Karen. Can you hear us okay?
Oh, no problem.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay, so call to order. Today is February 5th. Can you call the roll, please, Colt?
Yep. George Dalton, you know, is absent. Jessica Desmond.
Here.
Aldine Kilborn.
Here.
Janet Richardson, you know, is absent. Karen Erickson.
Here.
Got you remotely. Amy Stratman.
Here.
And Julie Jones, also absent at the moment. Jeremiah Cotter, absent at the moment.
Okay. Approval of regular meeting minutes from January 8th. Did anybody see anything that needed to be corrected?
I did not.
Anybody else see anything?
I think that was my first meeting ever, so I...
So you haven't...
I feel like I should pass on this one for...
Well, all you do is, basically, when you get it from him, is that you read them and just make sure you don't... Because every once in a while, we see, oh, that was somebody else that said that. So can I get a motion to approve as written?
I'll move to approve the minutes as written.
Second, Amy.
Everybody in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Since there's no one else... approved. Agenda. Anybody have anything they want to add to the agenda?
Not at this
Hi, Julie.
Time.
I do not.
Please note that Julie is here. So can we get a motion to approve the agenda as is?
Motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of the agenda as submitted?
Aye.
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 Okay. Approved. Citizens' comments. Anybody have anything? I know that Janet had something, but it wasn't for our. She's had some stuff from Find a Grave that she's gotten some askings about of things, so she just responds to them directly. But communications to the commission. Julie, did you get anything at all, as far as anything for the commission?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Events and public relations. I mean, not knowing what our weather is going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's still too early to say, okay, this is when we're going to have cleanup. I mean, I'm looking at that third weekend. I think the third weekend is Memorial Day, so we might need to do it earlier. But the hassle is if we still have snow on the ground in the first 2 weeks of May. Just think of the 8th of May. We got 8 inches of snow 3 years ago. So who knows? I don't know anything.
Maybe it'll be rain. We'll get rid of this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd rather it was dry than it was rainy. But anyway,
right.
Financial update. There is a page on the last bit of our handouts. We're looking at the Clay Street Cemetery grant. We got $11,712. So that puts us at $14,318.10. Anybody have any questions?
You said $11,000. This shows $12,000 something.
Well, the $11,712, we don't get the full.
At the bottom. It's at the bottom of the list.
You might be looking at last year's, Karen.
Yeah, and we don't get, 10% until?
They put the whole thing in here. For everyone else, it's 10% in October after you submit your reports. But because the city gets our finances and they keep the books, the whole grant is submitted at once.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Super. All right.
So we got a little less than last year, but it's still a good amount, and we have a lot of work to do this summer. So we'll still, I'm sure we'll spend it.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, but we still have a lot of work to do to get another list of grave markers. So well, it's the catch-up year.
So I was under the impression, maybe I'm wrong, that you had ordered pea gravel to do with the concrete pads. Am I wrong on that?
I think that we ran out of funding.
I remember in the...
I priced it out.
In the November meeting, you had shared that... go back and look exactly, but I remember in those minutes you had said you would end up ordering all the marker or the concrete pads you needed, but that had used up what we had available and that we would take care of gravel later.
We were a little bit short on the pads too, so we got what we could fit in without spending down the entire pool, just have a couple thousand in the checking account. So we spent it on the concrete pads for repurposing the sunken headstones. So we will have to order gravel.
So we'll have to do the gravel. And my only concern might be is that I know Linden raised its prices. I'm guessing that Tote and the other ones. So the sooner that we could possibly order, and I don't, since Jeremiah isn't here, I don't know what kind of a storage situation they would have, but I think that we should look to ordering.
Sounds good.
At least a pallet of the because I don't know how much will go on a pallet either. Is it 400 pounds? Is it 600 pounds?
It doesn't matter. I mean, as far as the kind we get, it doesn't matter if we order a pallet. We don't get any kind of a discount. So
right.
I'm just letting you know that by the bag, so we can. I know exactly how much we need. As far as to do what we're doing, and so I can check and see what's
on
a
pallet. Can you check and see what we can get? Because I think we should get that. It could go up again.
Before the price goes up.
Yeah, and it's more the shipping cost. I mean, the gravel might go up, but my real concern is the shipping costs if we get it. Like, I don't know if it's cheaper to get it in the 60-pound bags out of Fairbanks, whatever that's called out there.
It has been better.
To go out there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It has
been so far. There was one year where they had a sale at Lowe's, and we were still buying local gravel, but we were getting a better price. And
yeah, that's what I kind of remember.
It happens now and then, so I always check. But, okay. But yeah, I'll check on it.
Because, I mean, we're into February already.
Uh-huh.
May is coming. I don't know if we need a motion per se for that at this point.
We had already decided to do it. I mean, it fits within the grant purview. So I don't know that we really need to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you could just report back in the March, okay.
If the goal is to end the year similarly with our starting balance prior to bed tax, then whatever you spend out of that bed tax money, as long as it's within the scope of your grant application, I don't feel like you need to have a motion for every single purchase.
Okay, thanks. Do you know anything more about the Quarry Monument order?
Sure. They do have all of our stones in. They are, all of the approvals have been gone through. I think we did three rounds of corrections. And it's all been approved now. So we're just waiting for them to put it in the process. But the good news is what happened last year where the stones were delayed. So the stock is sitting there.
Okay.
And it's in the line to start scribing. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that still isn't an estimate of what day it will arrive. But we have some in the yard that we'll be able to start the season with, and hopefully this will be hot on its heels. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get any response from Keith about the Elks plot. So I don't know
I mean, forgot to follow up with the Elks member because he, of course, knows Keith. And again, it's a strange situation when an archive was handed over to another member and not kept on the facility without a copy or a digital copy. So this member of the Elks is trying to get to the bottom of that, and I will give him a call. I should have followed up. My apologies.
No, no, that's okay, because it's...
Do you mean that he never responded to your email?
No. I went by again, and he just couldn't put his hands on it.
Oh.
So it was like, well, I had it. I don't know where it's at.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine. I just can't. But it's happening.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, moving on.
I think we had discussed that he was going to call the other person as well, and
yeah.
You know, to follow up with her. But as far as he knew, she had handed it over to him as like the next person.
And she does not respond to my emails. Mm-hmm. She does not respond to phone calls. It's like she doesn't exist, except she does. And it's mm-hmm. accurate. It's not like I got the wrong information.
He did talk to her, and she said she handed it to Keith, and that's how we got to the bottom of that. And then Keith had said to him, oh, I ran across it the other day.
I know.
So here we are. I will check with him.
Okay, thanks. Moving on, the digital resources for the city website. Can you pull up on the screen the picture of the website as mm-hmm. it is? Right now, there isn't anything, because...
Correct. There's nothing that is a specific Clay Street Cemetery page under government, under community, nothing. I think the consensus
is
that...
I think you have to go under commissions and boards or something. Mm-hmm. And
the only place that you would see is here, and this is kind of like a built-in widget that is very poor. And this is about all you would see. By City Council, Clay Street Cemetery. When you click here, you can see meeting dates, current roster of members, description of the board's characteristics, mm-hmm. when they meet, the existing Fairbanks General Code that governs that, this link to this code, and the ability for people to email, or if they were so inclined, they could apply to be on this. So this is all that exists on the city website. As far as the cemetery or the commission, I think the consensus is we would like that to change.
And so there is a proposal to the whoever the company is or whoever the third party is that's going to be redoing mm-hmm. the website that we could have a link. I think it should be under community rather than under government, but... Commission is part of the government.
It can be in both places. There will be a separate boards and commissions page that does similar to this, just cleaner. As you can see, some of the boards and commissions have their own dedicated page because those entities have a bit more to share or things that need to be published, like the discretionary fund and diversity council. Some of these we don't necessarily need to have for the board of plumber or examiners or the Building Code Appeals Commission, mm-hmm. but Danny and I speaking agree that certainly could and should have something more here. It would be perfectly doable to add another section here. I guess it would be here alphabetically for Clay Street Cemetery, and we can include whatever we want. If we were not moving to a new website that's getting built by a company, we would go ahead and do that now. She and I discussed whether we should do it now, and that way they can see what we want to carry over, but then we realize that's just more work because we can simply hand them over whatever we would like and a description of what we would like it to look like. So this morning, started just making a list, and I felt like tonight we would have a healthy discussion about what we would like. That's why last month under new business, the agenda item was digital migration of CSC information website GIS integration and AR app creation long-term project proposal, and when it moved from new business to now unfinished business, I took a little liberty as your clerk and rephrased it as digital resources for city website. So kind of just an evolution of what was discussed last time based on the conversations I've had with other like individuals since then. So I felt like the spirit of that conversation leads to what we would like to see on the city's website, whether immediately or as the new one is being built.
I don't know how many else feels, but I definitely think that it should say, at least under community, Clay Street Cemetery, in the sense that those are the kinds of things that maybe somebody would, if, as Jessica points out, you went to a city website, that maybe you would find it under community as opposed to a government entity that, I think that it
you
would
can have multiple routes to get there. For example, this Citizen Engagement Academy, if you click on it, it was under this community, but it's actually also under the mayor's office. So if I had gone to, mayor's office, it would have gotten me as well under citizen community involvement. Anyways, you can have it linked in multiple ways.
Go, if under government you had under our board, from boards and commissions, you'd have a link to whatever was also under community that was Clay Street Cemetery.
We could have something in here that says Clay Street Cemetery and whether it...
Yeah.
But these things are all just links that live within a group of either the mayor's office, finance department, clerk's office, public works. So regardless, we would place a path to it in everywhere that it makes sense. But it would be just one page.
And my feeling would be that there would be, as you suggested, a map that has already been made that numbers every one of the...
Well, Colt sent me, last time you guys had mentioned that there was like some high resolution maps.
There is one.
And so he sent me both of them.
There's two. Okay. I think there's one. Henry had labeled it north and south. I think it's just oriented differently.
Yeah.
Here's an example of one. In general, for the website, I feel like it would be appropriate to have similar information. In fact, just verbatim information of what you have on the kiosk, the sign. I mean, historical photos over the decades with some current ones. The history of it, which, I mean, all of that's already been prepared. So that could be what's on this page. Images of the cemetery, the history of the cemetery, the description of the commission, and a summary of kind of the work that's done.
Any events, that are going on to get more people involved, more community involvement.
Mm-hmm. A reference to, if you're interested on, a link to the Find a Grave website that's, because there is a, here, Clay Street Cemetery on Find a Grave, and you can look up anyone.
So if you put Bredlie in there, Bredlie as a last name. So look at
see anyone of that family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you look on the map.
Where's the map?
Right after, I can't quite read it from here. It says on the right, no.
On the right-hand side?
It's in the the third thing down, all the way to the right, it says map. It's got a little.
It's a show map.
Yeah, it's a show map thing.
Here it is.
Right there. So it shows exactly where she is buried.
So this shows the location to the cemetery, which is good.
Yeah.
And is her grave site, or her grave number, referenced in here?
It's grave plot, number 844. It's the next line down. It says plot, and it gives a number.
In the northeast quarter.
Right there.
So our page on the website should include
a
path or a link, a reference to this.
Yeah.
I think that also... This morning, I was just making my own bullet point list of things that should be on there. And then if there was interest, I'm sorry, I'm taking liberty.
Go ahead.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
If there was an interest, Jessica, you had talked about wanting to take on something like this. What could happen is with this high-res thing, we could have a link on the website that says for a high-resolution map, high-resolution interactive map of the cemetery, with clickable links to individual grave sites information, click here. So they could click on it. They could see this. And then what can happen is
Yeah, see, that's
each...
the one I was thinking, that big one like that.
Yeah, yeah. So for example, here, or actually, let's just do the one that you had mentioned. Well, actually, this will be easier. On 1201, the other resource that's been created over the years and maintained is this spreadsheet from Janet. Mm-hmm. So if I was taking on this big project, which obviously there's...
I'm in a meeting. I'll call you back.
There's quite a few sites. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, all right, this week I got, you know, 10 done. This week I got 50 done. But you would say, all right, gravesite 1201, go to Janet's spreadsheet and find 1201. That's Michael Cannon. We're going to go to our find a grave, Michael Cannon. This is his. So what I would do is, this is his own unique URL. And I would think two things, Aldine. I think to enhance what already exists from Janet's, mm-hmm. someone could first just go through and add, no, I want the actual link. That's not it. There we go. Someone could add the link for every single person, just for continuity in the event of things. But what you would then do is, you would take this link. Also, from the spreadsheet, it would open it up if you clicked on it.
Right.
But then also in this map, what you can do is, you click edit the PDF. This would be a... talking about. I'm in here already.
I get that kind of stuff all the time.
It just drives you crazy. Yeah.
Oh, probably because this isn't my regular computer. But I did this earlier today, where I clicked and you insert a link. And you can say, all right, do you want it to open a file? Do you want it to go to a web page? And you click next, and you would just paste that URL to Mr. Cannon's page, and then you save it. And then once you were done, if you clicked on this, it would open his page. So don't really have to do anything in terms of reinventing the wheel. All the information's already there. It exists. I think it wouldn't hurt to connect the dots and say, well, we have a link for each individual person. It would take time, but someone could go through and a nice slow and steady project, add another column to this master spreadsheet of this person, because this isn't going to change, right? This person's profile is always going to be, I think that's probably their unique, you know, reference
and
number.
And even if it does, how do I put this? Even if there is something's added, like
right.
that
this URL isn't going to change.
It stays the same. It doesn't ever change.
Correct. So it would be low maintenance once you've connected this dot to this dot. And then in the map, you connect this dot to this dot. And then what I would envision is someone who is just curious or so inclined, or on the city website, they could just be looking at this and just out of curiosity, right? They
like
click on it
around.
And it
right,
would.
Right, they want to know who's buried next to my
and then,
relative.
And then about like the QR codes and stuff, you could have a QR code that opens up this exact PDF that has all of those links built in. Now, it would be a big file, and you could always just put a little note underneath that saying, like, large file size, but whatever. That's kind of what I envisioned in terms of a very doable project that uses what already exists as far as information and makes it a little bit more, I won't say more accessible, it's just differently accessible.
Jessica, do you think you could do that?
I have a lot of free time right now, and I've just been kind of doom scrolling with the news. So if you send that to me, that would give me a break from doom scrolling on the news,
is,
and then
this is
feeling.
This is an Excel spreadsheet.
Why don't
yeah,
you
I work
do
with
a
Excel
few and then see how it looks, and then send it to us, and then
right.
we'll do a test, some testing, and see how we like it.
Yeah,
I can do
okay.
that too.
And if you've got the Adobe Acrobat Pro, that works pretty well. The hard thing would be, normally when you're doing that, it creates like a little, you know, a very straight box, a rectangle. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be bad to look if there's any other program like Canva or whatever where you could add just a dot. Because some of these, once you get going and the orientation starts to spin a little, you can't exactly put a straight dot. I was thinking, where's our little circle? Yeah, so it wouldn't be able to put a straight 90-degree... It doesn't allow you to rotate those links. So if you put a dot next to each one, the idea is whoever's looking at this, they're going to be zooming in and zooming in anyway, kind of like a Google satellite view or Google Earth thing. Yeah, that's kind of my suggestion. 2 cents.
Okay, yeah. Please send me the Excel file, and I will start adding all the links, and I'll get going on that.
Cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really good with that kind of thing, getting the paperwork done. It's a slow time at work.
Anything else we want to talk about as far as something? I mean, if you think of something, please let Colt know that. I think this ought to be on there too, because when they take whatever we want, it's going to be kind of like, okay, we put it on now, right, and we're moving on to another project. So, I mean, yes, they could, it could be fixed later, but it would be real helpful to have as much as what we want on there,
right,
in the very beginning for them to do.
Well, when you get a website built, you usually have like a contracted price. It's not like they're charging you per hour. They say, all right, we just give us, just dump everything. We've already like signed the contract for how much. So that's why Danny said, let's get it to him now.
Yeah.
She had asked me at 8:55 this morning, and you called me 5 minutes later to talk about stuff. I was like, let's ask. Let's get everyone. So I gave my little list. It would be helpful if I could get like the text, the editable text from the sign that was finalized, mm-hmm, and those photos. If there were other photos that we felt like would be,
even if there were ones we didn't have them on the sign.
Maybe there was one that would be nicer, but it wasn't suitable for the sign. I don't know. Just dump them all my way. I've got plenty of things in our network drive from over the years as well. And so anything's going to be better than nothing. And I think we'll have an idea soon of what the time frame is for that website. And if it's going to be later in 2025, then we'll just get something added on the current one, because that won't be hard.
I'm going to ask Betsy Robertson, too, if there might be any old photos that I could scan from when they did the rock, the gateway, and some of the, you know, things that they did before.
Sure.
Because Rotary certainly has helped to make it what it, you know, he's the one that really pushed get it going. So yeah. I'll call and ask her and see if,
I mean, if we're adding 100 files that are the size of this map, that's a problem. But if it's just photos,
we can
put as many on there as we want.
Anybody else that has photos that you don't think that Colt might have too, that would be helpful.
I have those photos from the archives. They were dressed like Golden Days clothing. What year do you think that was from? The 80s?
Yeah, it's from the 80s.
Yeah.
So, well, if we can do that anyway.
Yep.
Any new business?
Can I just add for going forward that we start talking about the gate? It's in really bad shape. I did send photographs to Public Works.
Okay.
I would like to follow up on that, so I want that to be on the agenda. The gate does not open very well.
You're talking about the
grand gate on Clay Street. The left, when you're facing the gate on the outside, it's really hard to open the left side.
I think somebody was swinging on it, at least.
But it's completely rusted out.
Yeah.
So it's more than just oiling it up. It needs maybe some new hinges or, God forbid, a whole new gate. The metal's flaking. And so I did send photographs to Public Works, but I don't remember the response. I just want to make sure it doesn't go off the radar. So I want that to go forward in the agenda. The gateway needs repaired. And we could write a grant proposal to Rotary again and have them, if it's something that's too big, have them. I'm sure they'd be happy to have a project like that to follow up after all these years.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Anybody else? Open agenda. Anybody else?
I just had some ideas for getting more people to the cemetery, which seems kind of weird, but I think if there's more people visiting the cemetery, then there'd be more support for it, you know? Sounds really weird, but like Shakespeare at the cemetery, like Shakespeare scenes, and
Well, you know that Bunny
Fleeks
mm-hmm.
wanted us, but we don't have the people from the Genealogy Society to be able to do where you had everyone dressed in costume at different graves, and you know, and
okay.
You always have something in May that is, and that's why we do the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But we get, even though and we advertise,
would,
and
she would like to have more discussions. This person, who is,
I know Diane,
yeah, a producer, and you know,
yeah.
She's
I mean, I would love to have Halloween, but I'm sorry, at 30 below, mm-hmm. you're not having anybody go to the cemetery.
Well, I was just thinking, like. I don't know, just a collection of scenes or something from different Shakespearean plays and stuff. I don't know. Instead of Shakespeare in the Park, it's Shakespeare in the cemetery. I don't know.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be Shakespeare. It could be something else. But I was just like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, Bunny wanted to have a play that she could do about people in the cemetery, but...
The Fairbanks Diversity Council this last year did, for their first time ever, it's called a human library.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of an effort across the world to connect folks to, you just get a person who's got experience or expertise or whatever, and folks can just come and just learn from them. It's kind of a neat little...
They have at the White Horse Library.
Yeah.
You literally have people's names there, and you just sign up to come, and they'll show up and talk to the person.
So you could have a human library at the cemetery.
What about like a first Friday? People walk around town going to the art venues. Why not stop by the cemetery in the summertime? And we'll just have a few people standing around to talk about the cemetery.
I think that'd be pretty fantastic.
Like, go on a walk before dinner, you know,
even,
type of thing.
Even something around like the solstice or golden days times too, because mm-hmm. there's lots of people around. But I don't think you should do anything like that unless you have in advance set up some sort of like donation portal. We
right.
can talk to Margarita and finance department about how you can receive donations, right? Can we set up through PayPal or whatever, scan this link and make a donation? That's before the concert association shows. It's scan the thing on the screen and make a donation if you haven't, you know, lately. So I think that get more people to the cemetery is great. Also get them to contribute as a thank you, because people certainly would.
Could we also set up some sort of like print on demand type thing and get like Clay Street Cemetery shirts? I mean, the over the gates they have that sign, and
I would suggest like one of the on demand online places for that, because
well, yeah, that's
what I'm physical.
You don't want to have to deal with sending that stuff out.
The SS Minana prints on demand locally from Play It Again Sports. There's a picture on file there, and anytime somebody wants a t-shirt that's not available on the SS Nenana, then somebody from the Friends of SS Nenana will go down to Play It Again Sports and order it, such as, you know, triple X or extra small that we don't have in stock.
It can be done
here on demand.
Where do we have this?
Rather than, you know, paying a lot of shipping or anything.
This is not the Alaska one, but it's the Region 9 where they've just, you know, just on merch, they've got their logos for all sorts of things. I did one last year for the Alaska Clerks one, way, way prettier than this, not just black and white junk. It was all colorful and everything. But anyways, pretty easy to set that up. And once you do it, you can just leave it alone and never have to deal with it again. You just keep money. But as long as you know one's suggesting having physical stock of apparel items.
Yeah. And I think the other issue really comes down to having the cemetery. I mean, when we do the tour with the Clay Street Cemetery Commission, and we tried to do it, 3 years now we've done
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Is, you know, we just, even though we've advertised it, we just get basically a few people at the most. It's just like, and we have goodies, we have food, you know, Jeff got us those nice tents to put up. It's like, and again, it's just the three of us, and so there, I think as much mm-hmm. as anything, even like doing it on a first Friday where you go and have it, is that there's very few of us to be able to stand and to talk about knowledgeably about people that are in the cemetery. I think that's the biggest issue, and I don't know. I don't know how you solve that.
No, doesn't feel like a February problem, though.
In the snow, yes. Anyway, think about it. If you got some suggestions, I think we're...
Yeah, that's a tough one. Being an event planner, how to get people to the space or to the event when you look at someone else's event. For example, we do concerts, and we've been doing concerts for more than 40 years downtown on the same day of the week every year for 40 years. But they hold a concert at the Botanical Garden, and suddenly cars are lined up around the block. And it's like, what is that that makes theirs more special, or why people were willing to not come downtown?
So, yeah.
You know,
no, I know. Long, it, it's long. Hard. It really is. Anybody else? Otherwise, we're adjourned until March 5th.